You ready to roll then? We'll figure it out. Fuck it.
What's up? This is Movies On Up. We are our own worst enemy. A man who is far from my enemy, is in fact my friend, is seated across from me. That is Mr. Dave Bacella.
I am my own worst enemy, though.
He is also the worst enemy to bad podcasting. That is Mr. Dave. I am Ryan. We are Movies On Up. We are our own worst enemy, is our tagline for this week. If you think you know what movie that belongs to, you can send your guests to us in one of the following ways. You can email us, moviesonup@gmail.com. You can leave your guests on our Facebook page, facebook.com/moviesonup, or tweet your guests to us @moviesonup on the Twitter. If you are correct, and if we choose you, you will receive a Movies On Up prize package from the two of us. This week, happy Halloween month of October. It is like Christmas around here. We look forward to it every year, where we do two episodes a week for the 4 weeks of October. This year, we're going to do two different types of episodes. We're going to do basically our two formats. We have a stupid list and a movie episode. So we're going to give you one of each. Our stupid list this month is actually going to be a month-long list. It's going to be a top 20 countdown of our favorite final girls,
which we've done similar before. What was
Kick-Ass Action Ladies?
No, I mean, we have done a favorite Survivor Girl episode. I didn't look up to see what I did. But I mean, I think last year for Halloween was our favorites from the last 5 or 6 years, where we did a list for each year.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago was our top 50 of all time. So, I mean, we've done stuff like this. It's just a top 20 list that's going over 4 or 5 weeks, whatever the math is.
We're still working on that, believe me. But this year specifically, 2019, has been a really good year for final girls in horror movies. We've got a couple on our list that have appeared in movies this year. So we're going to do those movies as well as a couple other ones. So all of our movie episodes will be horror movies from this year. It's been a good year, not just for Final Girls, but for horror in general. But almost as far back as certainly the slasher genre, we've had this concept of this final girl, sort of a virginal, all that is good meeting up against all that is evil. And let's just hope that the girl wins. So that's certainly a stereotypical character. And over the years, they've kind of taken on different personalities.
A trope,
if you will. And I think when we did our favorite final girls before, it was mostly just if we really liked the character, which is completely subjective.
Or it might have been even if what the movie.
Sure, the movie had a lot to do with
it. I can't find my list, so I don't know what I named it, because I name all my lists stupid things. So I don't know what I would have done.
Well, I can guarantee that there were some characters on that list that are going to make another appearance on this list. But with this list, we tried to be a bit more scientific. So what we have done is we took the movie completely out of it. Whether you like the movie, you love the movie is completely out of it. Now, there are very few movies that we don't like.
Oh, there's a few.
There's a very few that we don't like that the characters made the list. But for starters, we just were interested in the character, not the actress. So even if we don't love the actress, or if the actress appears in multiple different roles as different final girls, we're only looking at the character. So for instance, we are going to talk about Heather Langenkamp's Nancy from the Nightmare series. She appears in two movies as Nancy. The new Nightmare, she is Heather Langenkamp. So she does not get credit for being in three movies, because we are looking at the character of Nancy, not the actress.
Just like Jamie Lee Curtis wouldn't get credit for Halloween and Prom Night.
That is correct.
So it's not Scream Queens per se.
No. And that's why we said Final Girls, because it's about the character, not the actress. And in order to kind of put them in some kind of order, I went with the old three-tiered scoring system. The first of which is the easiest to explain. It's simply the sequel score. So if someone only appeared in one movie, they got a 1. All of my tiers are scores from 1 to 5. So the most common score is 1. Somebody like Jamie Lee Curtis, it was in quite a few Halloween movies, one very, very recently, She got a 5. So everybody kind of fits between 1 if you're only in 1, and if you're in several, 5.
Now, what if somebody was in just 2? Is that a 3 or is that a 5 also because they had a sequel?
That's only happened a couple times, but I did give them 3 because I thought that was more impressive to even come back for a sequel. So there are a couple folks that have 3s, not many. And then there is a killer score, and that is basically the foe of our final girl. And I kind of rated them on what I perceived their danger level to be. So again, from 1, and nobody got a 1. I think the lowest danger score or the lowest killer score that we're going to have on here is 2. And that's like untrained killer.
Yeah, that's somebody that's just a dude.
Yes.
Versus like somebody who haunts your dreams and kills you in your sleep.
Yeah, or that's a little bit higher.
Or a legit monster versus a dude.
Yes. So a dude is pretty low. A group of dudes is slightly higher.
Family.
Yeah, somewhere in the middle. That score could be open for interpretation as my last score, and it's what I called the capability score. Now, there are some final girls that...
they fail upwards.
Yes. They kind of scream their way through the movie, and just because they're the last one left...
I believe that is a trope that is kind of...
yes.
Not as prevalent anymore.
I think
feel like it's...
the final girl from Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Yeah. She would have a very low capability score. Very high screaming score, very low capable score. And then you have somebody... that might have superpowers, essentially. She'd be a 5. So everybody is pretty much between 2 and 5. I added up those 3 categories to get a total score, and that's what I used to determine.
Now, by capability, did you go by the end? So, like, by the end of Halloween 2018, Laurie Strode is way
exactly.
more capable than...
because this is about the character.
Okay.
And if
so
the
it's
character...
how they grow. Okay.
Exactly, right. So Halloween 1 Laurie, not super capable. Okay. But hard-drinking Laurie Strode from 2018, she's capable.
Sarah Connor,
Laurie exactly.
Strode.
Well, let's get into it. Spoiler alert, Laurie Strode, you're going to have to wait a while to get to her. But we do not have to wait very long to get to our number 20. And that is Barbara... Patricia Tallman from the 1990 version of Night of the Living Dead. Obviously, Barbara's only in just the one movie, so she gets a sequel score of 1. She is up against a group of zombies, so she has a pretty decent killer score of 3.25 and a capability score of just 2 for a total of 6.25.
Yeah, no, I guess I can't argue that. I would put her capability up a little bit more just for having the balls to shoot the dude at the end.
That was kind of her badass moment at the end of that. Another one for the fire.
And when I think of the character, I think of that moment,
yes.
Like how badass she is at the very, very end, like after everything's over, when I guess it's easier
right.
to kind of let your badass shine.
Not
like,
super helpful
yeah.
in the moment. When you
yeah,
know,
I could see that.
Yeah.
I could see that.
That is our number 20.
I think that's an underrated remake.
It is.
As good of a movie as Night of the Living Dead is. That's one of the all time greats. I think the 90 Tom Savini version is a really good. I mean, it's the same movie. Like, he didn't change all that much.
He changed enough. I mean, Ben is the guy.
Yeah.
In Romero's.
It's updated enough and it's changed enough to where it's not shot for shot.
Right.
It's not Psycho from 1998. Mm-hmm. It's a good quality remake.
Yeah, from a guy who had a large appreciation for the original. So that'll bring us to our number 19, and that movie is from 2019. It is Adelaide Wilson, Lupita Nyong'o from Us. Again, sequel score to this point of 1 and counting, perhaps.
I hope not. As much as I love this movie, yeah. I don't need Us 2. Us 3 would be the perfect place to work Bitty Bitty Bop by Us 3.
Us and Them. A killer score of 3, and that's mostly due to the number of the tethered that there were. As a one-off, Abraham's an imposing fella. But when you're talking about an entire family now, your neighbor's family, they were able to do some damage. Maybe not quite as much as a zombie horde.
Yeah, but I mean, that last fight scene, and I hope we are doing an episode on Us, and I really hope I don't forget to mention how great the fight scene featuring that instrumental version of Loonies, I got 5 on it,
yeah.
Like how good that scene is and how good that use of music is.
We'll have to remind
you. I'm sure I'll expand on it during that episode, but that's
insightful.
So good. Yeah. And it's, that shows a lot of capability on that final fight scene. I love.
I did give her a pretty average capability score of 3. She was certainly able to hold her own in a fight, probably more so than her husband. You don't expect much from the kids, but certainly a 3 capability score is nothing to laugh at. A lot of our final girls that are lower on this list, it's just the sequel score that held
it
back.
Yeah, and a thing with her is she's not just the final girl. Like,
right.
She's got her whole family there. So where a lot of these, they're out for themselves, or they just want them and their bow to win, their boo to make it. She has a whole family to look out for. And spoiler alert, she does a good job.
Yeah.
She's successful.
Which maybe should have given her extra capability for getting her entire family through it, but that was not how I did things. So Adelaide ends up with a final score of 7. Coming in with a 7.25. If we were doing Scream Queens, our favorite actresses, this young lady would be probably a little higher up the list, again, of a more recent vintage. It is Makeha Monroe. Her character, Jay Hite, from It Follows, is our number 18. Again, sequel score of 1. However, killer score of 3.75. I'm not really sure what it is.
Yeah, but it's following you, and
yep.
You don't know what it is.
Nope.
And you got to pound somebody that you don't really like
to get rid of it.
Yeah, so I mean, there's a lot involved there.
A lot involved,
like,
there?
Not only do you have to pound somebody that you're not into.
Necessarily. I mean, you could, but
you'd rather pound it off with somebody that's like, you dislike.
Right.
And you know that you're killing them.
You don't feel bad about it afterwards, because you know they're going to die in a pretty gruesome way.
Yeah.
And there's very little they can do about it, which is...
This movie's a mind freak.
Pound.
Yeah.
So the 3.75 is actually a pretty high score for this range of our list, which would lead you to figure that, oh, if the killer score is that high, her capability score is a 2.5. She had quite a bit of help. At the end of the day, she didn't really defeat it, despite trying to electrocute it in a swimming pool. She was able to pass it off, which is a similar way how she got it. So she was capable enough to figure out she's going to have sex with somebody. And she did.
And this is,
spoiler alert.
This one's good, because to go behind the scenes a little bit, we had a little conversation prior to recording these. The Babadook was one that kind of got tossed around, but
yes.
It's like, that's a ghost movie?
Right.
Did we want to get into haunted house movies, or did we want to go more for like traditional horror? I think this is probably the closest to like a ghost movie that made it, I would think, but it feels very much like a slasher movie.
It's accurate. The
presence, it doesn't feel like a ghost movie.
A monster movie.
Yeah, it feels like a monster movie, like a slasher
movie.
Right.
You just don't see the monster.
Yeah. Like Bird Box.
You do see the monster with our number 17, although it is not the monster that we would come to know and love. And it is Ginny, Amy Steele's Ginny from Friday the 13th, Part 2. Sequel score of 1, as Friday doesn't make a habit of bringing its final girls back. The killer score, at this point, it is Jason, not Zombie Jason. So I did rate this one a little bit lower than Zombie Jason. So it's a 3.5, which to me represents a very capable slasher killer at 3.5. And her capability score, she was capable enough to hold up in a limited fisticuffs with Jason, but she also had the mental capacity to wear a dead lady's sweater and try and trick him into basically letting her kill him.
This one I circled around. This wasn't in my original 20. What I did was I sent my 20 to Ryan, and then he put his 20, and then he went through the list. I circled around this one. As far as Friday ones go, this would probably be my 3rd final girl if I were ranking the Friday final girl. So, I mean, I can't argue. I don't know what's ahead. I know at least one of them is. I think another one didn't make it. But, yeah, I can't argue this. You know Friday's going to make the list. You know,
it is. I mean, Friday makes the list.
If she kicks it off, like, she's,
right.
You know, it was 2. But
right,
spoiler
she's
alert,
the first
Jason's
one,
not the killer in
right.
the first.
She's the first one to defeat Jason. And I did think about the original final girl from Friday. That would have been interesting, because she gets a sequel score because she does come back for part 2, although she gets killed really quickly. So I kind of feel like maybe that shouldn't help her out for getting offed in the first 5 minutes. Her killer score would have been lower because it's just Mrs. Voorhees. It's not, certainly not the 3.5 of a full-grown Mountain Jason. And the capability score probably wouldn't have been a 3 either. So I feel good about Jenny being the first of the Friday final girls. The final of our final girls for our first episode is our number 16. It's a woman we've already mentioned. It again is Maika Monroe. It's Anna Peterson from The Guest. Sequel score of 1. I went with a killer score of 3.25.
He's trained.
That's it.
He's just a dude, but he's highly trained.
Right. The military training, I think, is, if an average slasher is a 3 and Mountain Jason is 3.5, I thought military secret weapon would probably be good at a 3.25.
Especially one who you've, I mean, she didn't really, but somebody who worked their way in and gained your trust.
Yeah.
Not just a wild dude that's on a killing spree, like somebody who's worked his way into your family.
Yeah, a charismatic, devastatingly handsome.
A beast, one could say.
You could say that, absolutely. And I gave Anna a capability score of 3.5, so that's the highest we've had this week. I feel like to overcome the beast, you have to be pretty capable. She did not have the ability to just sleep with somebody and get rid of the guest, so to speak.
And she didn't have the boyfriend to like jump in and
no, she
help.
Had the little brother she had to take care
that
of.
That was my next point, is she was in there to save her little brother. She could have just ran, but she went to face head on to save her brother without the help of a boyfriend. Yeah. Like, I feel like if this movie were made when it feels like it was, like it feels like an 80s movie, she would have had a boyfriend that would have been there in that final scene.
Jenny had the boyfriend that was running interference and getting stabbed and thrown around so that she could come up with a plan. Anna did not have that. So she is the most capable of the ladies that we will talk about.
And Maika Monroe returned to the final girl a couple weeks ago. Villains came out with her and Bill Skarsgård, where that looks like a messed up movie where she returns to that kind of final girl type role, which I'm excited to watch eventually.
Yeah.
I love her. I absolutely adore
her. Spoiler alert, we haven't seen that. Otherwise, there's an excellent chance that Maika Monroe ends up on this list for a third time. But as it stands, she is 10% of our list. I think she is the only person, if I'm scanning here. Nope, that's not true. Not true at all. But to find out what actress other than Maika Monroe hits our list twice, come back next week where we'll get into our top 15. We'll do 15 through 11 of our final girls. Later this week, we're going to do us, and Dave is going to tell you all.
Talk about Loonies and that. Yep. I got 5 on it, how good that song is.
You're going to know exactly how much Dave's got on it later this week when we go into a little more detail on the adventures of Adelaide in Us. And then next week, we'll start it back up with 15 through 11 of our favorite final girls. But until then,
keep it up.